Yeah, we're detecting a high level of frustration from farmers on the ground in the area. The vesting process, the letters arrived 25th of November, and they're not getting any clarity or any clear indication from LPS around how the process is going to, the vesting process is going to be conducted, and how and what value is going to be placed upon the land.
And as you said, the 25th of November was the date set for the acquisition of land. Was there any update as to why that didn't go ahead?
Well, this is part of the confusion, Katie, that nobody really seems to know. I mean, letters were issued, but there's been very little happened since, and that's what we're hearing from members, is this just frustration, lack of knowledge, lack of information, just nobody seems to have any sort of answers to any of the questions. And these are genuine concerns that the farmers who are going to be affected have. I mean, this is totally changing the way their farm operates in some cases, and they need to know what's happening. It's as simple as that, and they need to be given a little bit of respect in this process, and people need to sit down with them and explain to them how this is all going to pan out.
And as you say, there's a significant amount of land and farms that will be affected by the upgrade. What has been the reaction from those people that are, that are on that land and have those farms?
Yeah, there's over 3,000 acres, 314 different farmers being affected. It's probably one off, if not the biggest infrastructure project that has ever been undertaken here. So the effects of it are massive on the people who are going to be, whose land is going to have to be taken in order to facilitate it. And I suppose that's where we are, and what we're hearing back from members is this level of frustration that they're not being communicated with, and they're not getting any clear indication. Now, we made a call a number of weeks ago now that those farmers affected would need to be fairly compensated for the loss of the land in order to facilitate this infrastructure project. And that land which is taken from them, which will be vested, which is taken from them without their consent in many ways. It is vesting process means that they do not have to give permission for it to be taken. It's a government process whereby they just take it. That process will deliver economic development to the whole of this island, given that connectivity, north, south, east and west. And we want to ensure that the landowners who are giving up their land and large chunks of their farms to facilitate this, get fairly compensated for what they have to give up. We want to see LPS engaging with the landowners and with ourselves if they wish to sit down and work out how we can fairly value the land.